Research predicts more than 30 billion Internet of Things, or IoT, devices by 2020. How and where is this technology being implemented most successfully? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at The Wall Street Journal in New York. Drones have been high on the agenda for big tech companies looking to get ahead in the logistics race. And now UPS may have taken a surprising lead. We'll explain after these headlines. Amazon is advancing its plan to open a chain of grocery stores in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Philadelphia. The company has already signed more than a dozen leases in L.A., but doesn't Amazon already own Whole Foods? Well, yeah, but the company wants to open more brick-and-mortar stores that also sell prepared foods, soda, and snacks. And Whole Foods doesn't sell products with artificial flavors, preservatives, and sweeteners. The Federal Communications Commission has granted Google's parent company Alphabet another extension for its Pacific Light Cable Network, even while the underwater cable connecting L.A. and Hong Kong continues to be vetted by other national security agencies. Now, back in August, The Wall Street Journal reported trouble for the project amid government concerns about its Chinese backer. In a filing on Monday, the FCC cleared the cable, which is also partially backed by Facebook, for continued construction and testing through the end of March. And how about some hot news with your cold brew? Starbucks says it will be offering free access to digital news sites for a limited time at company-owned U.S. stores. The coffee chain announced it would stop selling print newspapers this summer, and that was part of efforts to limit merchandise sales and make operations simpler. The free access through Starbucks Internet includes the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, the Seattle Times, Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, Orlando Sentinel, and New York Daily News.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. How and where is the Internet of Things, or IoT, being implemented best? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Comcast Business partnered with the City of Detroit on a crime reduction and deterrent initiative where we deployed IoT devices such as smart cameras to give the police extra eyes and ears. That system and network helped to reduce crime in those areas by over 50%.
UPS's fleet of brown trucks are an iconic part of the company's brand, but now you can add drones to the company's mode of delivery. UPS has received what it's calling first-of-its-kind approval from the FAA to start setting up a fleet of unmanned aircraft to deliver health supplies to some hospitals. And the broad approval could open the floodgates for other longer-range applications. Wall Street Journal reporter Andy Pastor is on the line with us to explain. So, Andy, the immediate approval UPS got was to deliver products to hospital campuses in North Carolina?
That's correct. And this would be, at the beginning, just inside large hospital campuses, so from building to building. But one thing that helped them get their approval is that in some cases what they're moving, relatively critical and even life-supporting things like specimens, talked about snake venom antidotes, and other medical supplies, which may have a short shelf life, it may be much better to move them using drones than even couriers or vehicles or motorcycles or whatever within the campuses. But UPS's goals are much more ambitious than that down the road.
And the way UPS got this approval from the FAA, this came along in very quick order.
Well, that's right. The company says they focused on working on this approval about 5 or 6 months. And that is a relatively short time when you deal with the FAA. And the important thing here is that unlike previous approvals for Alphabet's Google and then some waivers for other companies, this essentially allows them to set up a small airline, if you will, a fleet of drones, which would be comparable to a small airline that uses chartered aircraft or cargo carriers. And they are allowed to use those drones anywhere in the U.S. for a variety of purposes. They'll have to get specific approval for each use from the FAA, but this sort of umbrella approval makes that much easier. And it really is a precedent for the drone industry and something that has been talked about for a long time.
But as of right now, the FAA's approval does not include urban areas.
That's right. And that's because they don't have any regulations setting safety standards for flying over people. And also, they still have this big problem of how to detect and remotely follow drones to make sure that they're not drones that carry potential weapons or chemicals or just other kinds of contraband or dangerous situations. So until those two things are worked out, flying over urban areas, flying over people, and what's called remote identification, I think urban areas, significant use in urban areas, is restricted, certainly beyond the line of sight of operators and for package delivery services also. It's coming. It takes several years, will take several years, but this is definitely a first step to seeing how things work outside those urban areas, and then applying those lessons perhaps to some of the regulations and future approvals.
And then in terms of this setup for UPS, I mean, they have the drones in the sky, but they need to have a staff on the ground to sort of manage the takeoff and the landing. Is that right?
That's correct. They need pilots, operators, remote operators. They're going to set up an operations center, and they're talking about technologies, ground-based technologies at this point, to be able to track the drones, to detect and prevent collisions among drones. So yes, this is a significant infrastructure, and they acknowledge that. They say it'll take some time, but the company says it's committed to spending the money and putting in the resources because they think this will expand their business into areas that they're not now in, but also can supplement their truck deliveries in rural areas for their more conventional package delivery, you know, services.
Now, Amazon and Uber are seeking FAA approval as well. Amazon delivers packages just like UPS does.
Amazon has worked in many federal reviews and groups that are studying this, our advisory groups that are recommending changes and regulations to the FAA. I think there's some surprise among drone industry experts, if you will, that Amazon is not yet fully on board with one of these more widespread approvals. They have worked hard, and they have said that they intended to be among the first, and at this point, they're not.
Now, drones have been used for personal use and military use for some time. This is sort of a brave new world for commercial use. Do you see this turning back, or is this just going to keep progressing forward and be the norm?
I think there's no doubt that this is going to keep progressing, and it's accelerating. Tremendous economic pressure from drone operators and from a variety of large companies that are investing heavily in the technology and pushing the government and the White House to do it. There's strong support in the Transportation Department and the White House at this point to open up new areas for drones, and everybody agrees that it's going to expand. The big question is how fast will it expand and how much regulation will there be, at least at the beginning, to allow, as we were saying, flights over people, flights over urban areas, flights in more complicated flight paths. That remains to be seen, and there's a tug of war underway between the FAA and the new entrants that don't understand the way the FAA operates, and that tug of war is going to continue, but it's only a question of time. The real champions of this technology say once you have drones flying around, they'll be doing all sorts of things, from building inspections, which are already underway, to bridge inspections, agriculture, to all sorts of things that nobody's ever conceived of because we never had a cheap, safe way to do it with unmanned aircraft.
All right. Well, the future is here. And that is Wall Street Journal reporter Andy Pastor joining us on the line. Andy, thanks for coming on the show.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
And that's your tech news briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.